Yes, and we are live, I think. Please, everybody, tell me if we actually are live. things are a little bit chaotic. The internet is not very reliable, and there were some little problems. Anyway, I'm just going to play. I won't play a track because I just see there is a countdown on screen, which is very nice because it means we know exactly when the opening ceremony is going to start, which is in 37 seconds. So, coming up in 37 seconds is the opening ceremony of Function 2011 in Budapest, Hungary. I think the first time since that is in Hungary. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, I'm going to turn up the stream now. They're just playing some music. Yeah, we have a little bit of a clutch here. The audio from the organizing desk is now coming over a butchered up network cable. So, whoa, what happened there? No. So, oh! They're starting. Just showing the invitation.
Sziasztok! Hello, everybody! Üdvözlünk mindenkit, welcome to Function 2011. We'll hope you have a great party. I don't have all that much to say, and I can't move out of here because there's a lot of crap around. Game development competition showings will start in half an hour, and we will have some interesting stuff tomorrow as well. We canceled the outdoor cooking because Inno just got hospitalized a few days ago, but the catering guys have prepared, you know, grilled sausages and steak and stuff like that. So there's a lot of great food outside and at the buffet. Try it. And whoever has a game dev entry should slowly line up at the back of the stage eventually in about, like, you know, 15 minutes. But apart from that, I don't have all that much to say. So enjoy the party. For the foreigners, welcome to Hungary. Hope you enjoy it. Jó szórakozást mindenkinek. Sziasztok, mi újra látni titeket.
That was obviously everyone's favorite car guy. So I'm not gonna keep this going much longer, actually, because, well, to be honest, there's not too much going on tonight. There is a game dev combo, as Gary just announced. There are a few entries, and whoa. Right, game dev combo coming up in 24 minutes. I like this countdown. So, I don't know, people on the Scenes Out channel, please tell me if you actually want to see or rather hear the game dev compo, because there's not going to be a video stream. I can describe to you what's happening on screen if you want. So I'll just need a couple of opinions on that. And until then, yeah, I'm going to play a track or two, and then I'm going to probably tune out another bit and fix some issues we still have. So here is Format, World of Dentro. Format, World of Dentro. Now, I will not be constantly updating the tracks, probably, because the admin interface is just reacting at a snail's pace. So I will probably just set a single title for the entire shows for the moment, until we get this figured out. And, oh yeah, here's another nice track. Here's Alistair Brimble with Light Force 2000. Long one, so I'll go fix stuff. Thank you. And that was, of course, Amok Sidley's mix of the Cybernaut 2 theme. I am still waiting for the game dev combo to start in about 9 minutes, and I'm still waiting for you guys to tell me if I should describe it or just go offline. I could just go away and have a beer, you know? So you'll have to convince me that I'll stay here and describe to you what's happening on screen. And for the moment, I'm just going to play another track, and we'll stay with the video game remix tunes. Here's the Last Ninja remix by X-Forms. Whoops. Except that I'm using the touchpad and it didn't take my click. stupid. There we go. Thank you. There are just over 4 minutes left until the Game Devs Combo starts. I think there are 3 entries in total. I'm not completely sure. It's the only event tonight. 4 minutes. Let's see. We have a track here which is, 4:39. I'm afraid I'm going to have to fade out the last little bit. But anyway, here is Instant Remedy's Commander Remix. I'm really sorry about all the glitching, guys. I promise I will fix it for good tonight. I thought I fixed it. I didn't. Tomorrow, no more glitches. If there's more glitches tomorrow, you may throw something at me. Or so. Development Compo is about to start now. We'll be right back.
So the first competition of Function 2011, game development starting now with our first entry.
Which is MU6K by Amoeba, or the other way around? I'm not sure. We see
this
a cursor on a grid.
Game. You have to connect five of these rectangles. Everybody knows this. But the trick is that here we have a very strong AI. So it usually beats me. Okay. Maybe I'll win.
It is a basic strategy game on a grid, and you have to you have to place five of
well
your.
You can also pan around the area. There's a neat effect in the background. Oh, where is the screen?
You just move the play field out of screen.
And you can also zoom in. It's the deluxe version.
Oh, basic puzzle game, quite nice. What's really disappointing is in the area in front of the big screen there is a total of two people. Yes, two.
This was entry number one.
It's maybe about 20 people in the hall right now. Second one is Balls 2 Function 2011 demo by Ferrix Team. Right, we got an animated Function 2011 banner as a loading screen. Well, what should I say? It's Breakout with explosions. Or Arkanoid, depending on which platform you're from. Breakout. What's quite interesting is that the screen in fact zooms in so you don't see the entire field at the time. It kind of pans and zooms around and it has lots of explosions and it rotates and it's like, you know, Breakout but more. Looks a lot of fun. The first one is Clash on Oberon by Lung Cancer Entertainment. Description, pew, pew. I think we know what's going to happen now. It crashed. It is essentially a versus shooter thing with a split screen mode. There we go again. Oh, it's in Flash. There are planes and UFOs, and you have one plane at the top, one at the bottom, and you both play on the same screen, but I'm not quite sure if it's cooperative or if you're playing against each other. There are also UFOs that you have to kill. A little bit, sort of looks like, a little bit like Defender, in a way. Ah, yes, apparently you try to kill each other and the UFOs are just happen to be on the same screen. Okay, there is no collision detection. The planes can actually fly through each other. And the graphics are old school, but not in a very good way, like ZX Spectrum old school. Yeah, it's quite repetitive. Essentially, they're just flying around on the same screen trying to shoot each other, and now there's UFOs appearing again, and these actually disappear when they shoot them. I think the thing is that, yeah, okay, you have a life bar and you have to kill your enemy. The problem is that it's not happening. Yeah, okay. Oh, fourth one. Tank Wars by Horny and Pakshu. Yes, he's named himself Horny. What a brilliant choice. I wonder if this is going to be a remake of the original Tank Wars thing. What the? Well, music's cool. It looks a lot like Tank City or Tank Wars or whatever it was called on the Famicom. You drive around in a 2D playing field, top-down perspective, and you drive through a very simple old-school level full of walls, and you can shoot the walls and you can shoot the enemies. It's essentially a modern remake of the original, I think it was called Tank City, wasn't it? Something like that. Famicom game, really, really old one. Actually, it looks the most fun from all the games we've had. I mean, it's very simple, but I love the original game. We've seen it now. Yes, we've all seen it now. There seem to be two players at the same time. Would be more fun with more players. There's some computer players as well. Essentially, you drive around, you fire missiles, you try to hit your enemies. Blowing things up is always good. Well, the noise is actually, yeah, the noise seems to be the explosions. Of course, Gargai doesn't actually hear what I'm saying, because Gargai is sitting behind the screen. Player 2 wins, whoever Player 2 was. And there is another one, the Sky Tunnel by MU6K Musix, I guess. Yeah, Musix. That's a lot more than I thought. Travel through a space tunnel that mysteriously appeared from nowhere. Sky Tunnel, the unidentified flight. What? The unidentified floating space tunnel. Oh, it's Tempest. No, it's not actually. It's more like a ball blazer in a tunnel. Essentially, you fly through a tube and you have to try not to die by not falling out of it. There are some items that you can pick up, not sure what they do. So it's a tube, a long tunnel tube thing through space that has holes in it. And you have to navigate around it without falling through the holes. Ah, now come enemies that shoot at you. And things that make you quicker. Yeah. Distorting for you guys, because I'm getting some slight clipping here, but I can't lower it anymore. Bass drum's clipping on my desk. Apparently you can shoot, so it's Ball Blazer meets Tempest, essentially. Thank you. seen it now. Looks cool though. And the game development compo is over.
So this was it, ladies and gentlemen, the first competition of the day. You can vote and we will make the entries downloadable by FTP. Now we will continue with more and more demos. You can have more food and booze and enjoy the rest of Friday night. Thank you.
Not much more to be said. That's exactly what I'm
nagyjából 4-5 órával ezelőtt fogadást kötöttem az új technikus arccal, hogy amikor valamit bemondok angolul, akkor valaki rá fogja üvölteni azonnal. Nem hitte.
Yeah. They're trying to make us believe that that is a language. Anyway, okay, they're starting to watch stuff now, and I'm just... Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna leave now. Oh, there we go. Actually, I'm just gonna let this run. Obviously, breakpoint invitation. one of my all-time favorite intro invitation tracks, Breakpoint Invitation 2005. Anyway, I'm going to tune out now. Tomorrow we're going to start quite late, in fact, because most of the events are in the evening. However, you should really come back tomorrow night, because tomorrow at 8 we have the concert by Siderup Alliance. Absolutely brilliant band. They had their first concert last year here at Function, and it was really amazingly good. So we will start tomorrow at 6 for the music compo. That is 6 p.m., of course. Before there is a photo competition happening at 2, then there is a couple of seminars which are not very interesting without the video. Then at 6 we have the music compo, at 7 we have the graphics compo, which of course I will also not be broadcasting. At 8 we have the concert, at 10 we have the wild compo, and at 11 p.m. we have the intro compos, directly followed by the demo compos at midnight. So tomorrow night, you know what you should be doing: listening to Scenes at Radio, live from Function 2011 in Budapest. So until then, see ya.